Here's why I think the micro content blitz worked so well. One of the reasons is because I was in a spirit and energy of creativity, and I was not attached to the outcome. I was having fun. And that might sound trite, but I truly believe, no, scratch that. I know in my bones that the energy you bring to your marketing absolutely is impacting your results. I see this with our clients and my own experiences in the last, decade plus of entrepreneurship, of watching people. Often they'll have the first launch of their program is amazing, and then the second launch, they are really deflated. And I can see it in that there's now some expectation on the launch that they've, the first one was like, let's see what happens, I have nothing to lose. And the second one was much more, oh, I have this goal, and I feel like they'd gotten a little bit jaded, a little bit like focused on results. And there's nothing wrong with those things, but you have to bring a fun, creative energy to your marketing and truly be excited about what you're doing and be in that. I also believe, like I mentioned in an earlier audio, is that micro content gets more traction than macro content, which is what most people are posting, because there's almost no competition for it. Most people are trying to talk about too big of topics in each piece of content. And I'm not going to break down here what's big and what's small. All I want you to do is I want you to go look at your top performing posts on Instagram over the last year. I want you to take those posts and say, okay, how could I break this down even more specifically? Because that's what's going to help you to continue to create top performing posts on Instagram. Look at the posts that you've been doing recently. Are you trying to talk about everything you do in every single post? How can you get more micro with it and just talk about one specific subcategory of one pillar of what you do? All right. I think that we're also trying to get all of our content to do too many things. So we're trying to say too many things, and we're trying to get it to do too many things. Some content is going to be funny. Some content is going to nurture people. Some content is going to make people feel seen. Some content is going to get a lot of engagement. Not all content is going to do every single thing. Allow your content to have a small job, and it will do a better job at that small job. Don't try to make every piece of content a jack of all trades. I also know that micro content is doing a better job of demonstrating my expertise than macro content. And again, this all goes down to this concept of showing versus telling. And in order to do that, you have to go micro. So by getting into that micro content, by going into detailed things like, one of the posts I shared was, do you need some clients like yesterday? Here's what to do. And I just like shared a strategy to get like, okay, I want you to like launch a mini service. This is how you promote it. Like, get that granular in your micro content. And if you tell me, oh, but then that's going to give everything away for free, well, then you're not doing enough in your paid stuff if that's everything for free, right? Because I know that even if I share in 10 slides on Instagram how to launch a mini service and book some clients, that the majority of people are going to need a lot more than that to come to very successfully and holistically execute that strategy. And also what they've done now, they go, ooh, Courtney is truly an expert at this. She has like a very clear strategy for this, but wow, I would really rather have her walk me through it than try to like fill in the rest of the pieces myself. And so people want to pay you for the help, but they just want to make sure that they believe that you're enough of an expert. So in that way, micro content is doing one of the things that your content needs to do in order to get people to be ready to hire you, which is to truly see your expertise by kind of experiencing working with you before they actually work with you.